almost all of it's abstract, and there's basically two parts. There's the black and white series, which is in front of us right now, and there's seven paintings in the black and white series. They're all oil paints. They're all abstract, and the title kind of tells you that. They're called Black and White Number 1, Black and White Number 2, all the way through to Black and White Number 7, and that just indicates that as you look at them, you'll have to create your own sense of meaning and response to them.
There's a lot of paint on these canvases, yeah, too. It's really textured it. And was that part of the theme of the series that you've done?
Well, that is true. When I first started, I did traditional painting, and then I realized with the black and white that I needed the balance, a small amount of balancing color, and it wasn't enough. And I felt like texture would be the next thing to move to make them more interesting. So that's why I used lots of paint, and I used a palette knife on all of these.
When someone looks at abstract art and they're wondering, well, what does this mean or what does that mean? Is that the way to look at abstract art, or is there a different way to sort of relate to it?
I think so. I think you have it correct as far as I'm concerned. When you have abstract art, it's basically called non-representational. It doesn't represent a dog or a house or a mountain or a tree. They are shapes and forms and colors. And you, again, since they don't represent any known object, you have to create your own sense of meaning. Does it impact you? Does it create an image in your mind or a memory of some sort?
Pick another type of work here.
All right. The next main feature and the next part of it is really the graphite and colored pencil. And these two we're looking at right now are florals.
And these are more colorful.
These are colorful, and these actually are just colored pencil. And then behind us are several graphites, your lead pencil type. We just call it graphite. And it's mixed with colored pencil. And so you can do what I think is very professional-looking work with them.
This one, Jitterbug, makes me think of Picasso for some reason. I don't know if that's something you're thinking of when you're doing it. Maybe it's the sort of fingery-looking things. I may be reading something into it than you did.
No, you got it. You have it. They're dancing. And there's two people. There's a person shape that's outlined in blue, and then there's another person shape, and that's outlined in red. And they're out on the dance floor, and they're mixing it up. And so that's the sense of that piece.
And some more graphite and colored pencil over here, mm-hmm. Guadalajara, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And Guadalajara, as an interpretation of when I was in Guadalajara for a visit, and if you were to, as you look at this, you will see that it's mostly dark with a lot of scrapings on it, and the scrapings are the graffiti that you see all through the walls, on the walls of the throughout the city, actually, unfortunately. And then you have the lower portion is the streets, which tend to be tight with plate courtyards and et cetera. But it's just an interpretation.
And we're looking at the roofs as well.
And you actually, as if you were looking down, that's correct. And then above is a very bright banner of blue, red, yellow, and green. And what that represents is, if you go to Guadalajara, one of the things you find out, there are so many beautiful things there. You go into parks that all of a sudden light up, and museums and galleries, and so there's some wonderful, wonderful bright moments in a city that tends to be a little on the dark side in terms of how it presents itself.
These, I want to say boulders, but...
That's what they are, and they're, again, an interpretation. These are done in a watercolor, and basically they're when I travel through the country down south, I've come through some of the national parks, and there's a wonderful arrangement of rocks, and I did an interpretation of them with watercolor, dark Payne's gray watercolor, and I call them in repose. They're kind of relaxed.